land, whether rural or urban, is an important indicator of social class. But so is a person's last name. And Chileans have an obsession with last names, particularly the last name, if I could put it that way. So, for example, Eugenia's full name is Eugenia Aldunate Valenzuela. Describe the significance of that final name.
Well, Valenzuela is a name in Chile that has connections, very strong connections, with sectors of the political classes, of the groups who were pretty much in control of the political system and of the government until the election of Salvador Allende in 1970. And Valenzuela is a name that has kind of a certain reverberation in that way, because it is a name that people would recognize. They would say, oh, yes, of course, kind of thing. My Chilean last name doesn't have that kind of recognition.
And go ahead and say your full name.
Including both of my last names as a Chilean. Okay. So my name is Florencia Elizabeth Malin Bernales.
And describe where all those names come from.
Well, Florencia was the name of my grandfather, Florencio, and I was named after him. Elizabeth was the name of my father's mother, and so I got her name as my middle name. Malin is his last name. He's originally from California, from Los Angeles. And Bernales is my mother's paternal last name. But what gave lineage to my mother's family was actually the last names of her mother, which were Montero Rodriguez. And both Montero and Rodriguez have a very important, how would you put it, I guess, an important lineage from the standpoint of not only the land that they had in the countryside, but also the fact that there were very important political figures who had those names.